Well, a lot of questions coming out of that game yesterday. Saints 44, Cowboys 19, coming up at 8:55. Some questions about some of the play calls, some of the personnel decisions on both sides of the ball. We'll get to that here in 15 minutes. But right now, joining us on the Ticket Hotline is the owner and general manager of the Cowboys to talk about that game. It's Jerry Jones. Good morning.
Well, I do wish it was a good morning, but feeling pretty down today.
Oh.
I swear the way we prepared and played yesterday, I think our team may have gotten confused and thought it was a playoff game.
Well, that's not good.
That was a Des Bryant on his mama style beating that we got dealt yesterday.
Oh, come on.
And I think that the worst part was having to endure all them Katrinas chanting "Who dat?" through the whole second half of the game.
Yeah, I think you mean Saints fans.
What'd I say?
Katrinas?
Same deal. Same deal. And I would like to remind you that that was the highest paid player in NFL history that led us to that 44-19 beatdown yesterday.
Well, you feel like you're getting your money's worth?
Of course not. No. And I was left with one question at the end of all that, and that was, why did I sign CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott to these long-term contracts? All that money. I truly feel like I am due a partial refund, at least a partial refund.
Well.
And next time I get hauled into court by gate agent and Range Rover, that's her daughter. I just might point them in Dak and CeeDee's direction and say, hey, talk to them. They've got all your money.
They got all the money.
Whatever
there.
You want, they got it.
Well, hey, they don't play defense, though, and your defense was terrible yesterday.
I'm still bagging on the offense.
Okay.
I'll get to defense.
Keep going.
I've already called Stephen and asked if Dak had cashed the check because I was going to put a stop payment on it. He talked me out of it. But two interceptions, a fumble, and Dak was hanging balls up there, getting our receivers knocked into next week.
Yeah.
If he's going to turn back into fourth round Dak, I don't want him. He's not a Barkle. I need a Barkle. And at least I got to shake the hand of a real quarterback yesterday, Giorgio.
Who's that?
The great Tom Brady.
Yeah, we saw that.
You love him, don't you?
He was out there showing what a lead is all about. So tall and handsome. That cute little butt chin of his, that little dimple in there.
Yeah.
I want to be his Giselle.
Oh, gosh.
Jerry.
I should have slipped him $10 million in a uniform and sent him out there if I knew what was good for me there at the beginning of the game when I met him.
Is that why you gave him the game ball?
That's why I did. I presented him the game ball. And I think the only way that our running game could get worse next week is if they all just started running the wrong direction the second they touched the ball.
Man, just take
it run the opposite. But I think I may make some moves this week. I think it's time to send Zeke to that great St. Patrick's Day parade float in the sky.
Already?
After
you're done
week
with him?
Two?
He can honk all them milk shooters he wants there.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, here in week two. Already done with Zeke. And as you mentioned, George, it wasn't just our non-scoring offense at fault, of course. Mike Zimmer's defense.
Wow.
That was about as effective as stopping the runs as my leaky adult diaper is right now at this very moment.
Well, we don't need to know that.
At this very moment, I'm destroying an office chair while talking to you. Because I'm leaking all over it.
Oh, gosh, okay.
Rinse this stuff out. What happened to Michael Parsons, my
Micah
number 11?
Micah Parsons?
How did he burn himself out in 1 week?
I don't know, but he's pretty non-existent yesterday.
I mean, he's fading earlier and earlier in the season. Now he's fading in week two. Week two. And that Alvin Kamala Harris or whoever.
Kamara?
Yeah. He made our defense look silly. Just silly.
He did.
Yep. I'm going to have a coaches meeting with Mike McCarthy this week. And I'm going to tell them we need to take meltdowns, foo bars, and tragedy out of the game plan.
Just take it right out of the playbook.
Right out of the playbook. Yeah, we don't need that in there anymore.
Why don't you go back and get some of Jimmy Jump Up's plays?
Jimmy Jump Up. I tell you, I wish that there were 500 other people that could be Jimmy Jump Up. I'd hire every one of them. But I remind you, it's still early.
Yep.
It's still early.
That's right.
In fact, it's still earlier than early. It's so early, I would say it's pre-early right now. That's the positivity I'm going with.
It's only week two.
There's still plenty of season left, and it was good for us to get our one loss out of the way, so we no longer have to wonder when that's going to happen.
Okay,
16-1.
And I remind you, I am all in. And today, you know, all in is kind of a definition that's a little bit of a moving target. Today, all in refers to me being locked in my closed garage right now as I'm talking to you. I got the garden hose routed right up in here in that driver's window.
No.
And it's all in the cab of my F-150.
Oh, no.
All in. Good morning to you.
Morning. There goes Jarrah.